on your bike. It's the Tour de Yorkshire on Radio Yorkshire.
I'm here with Michael Waydock and Billy Banks, who are going to be all over the Tour de Yorkshire this weekend. Michael, it's freezing.
Yeah, very cold, very wet, very blustery. I feel for the cyclists. I was just wandering down here into the marketplace in Beverley, and I just heard a guy there. He's fully clad in lycra. He's obviously aiming to do the route, and he just turned to his mate and said, I really don't fancy cycling to settle in this today. But there's 18 teams, and there's over 100 riders that will be cycling to settle in this today. 186 kilometres, this first stage. Lots of big names here, including Sir Bradley Wiggins. Watched some of the team buses arriving a few moments ago. But yeah, they are being greeted with proper Yorkshire weather.
Billy, last year the Tour de Yorkshire was very, very successful. About £50 million came into the county from it. I would imagine they're hoping for an equal success this year.
Well, they'll be hoping for it. I mean, I'm amazed to see how many people have come out because the weather is absolutely appalling. We found one of the only bits of shelter in this whole town square. 1.5 million people came out to see the tour last year, and they're going to be 1.5 million brave people this year, let me tell you, because it's not only absolutely, you know, heavy rain, it's really cold as well. My fingers are already numb. I'm going to be out here for about an hour. So
there's some parts of Yorkshire that are covered in snow at the moment. Billy's covered in snow, and I think when they get up towards North Yorkshire, they're going to be combating that as well. It's going to be really tough today.
Yeah, it's going to be very, very tough for the riders. It will be interesting to hear from a few of them a little bit later on. They're all in their tour buses at the moment. They're having all the Raljek spray and everything else put on right now. You can smell it from here. But it will be interesting just to find out their thoughts on the route, because it's a tough route. There's some steep climbs. I think a lot of the riders that were here last year didn't realise quite how steep some of the climbs were in Yorkshire. Certainly there was a feeling with some of the overseas riders it was going to be a fairly flat tour. They didn't realise how undulating the surface would be, how tough this course is. And in these conditions, it's going to be pretty dangerous out there, I would imagine.
And I mean, the good news is that the second Tour de Yorkshire, they're going through different areas. I mean, it's finishing in Scarborough over the weekend, which is great, and they're going back to Scarborough because that was really good on the first day last year. But they're taking it to different parts of Yorkshire, and that's quite exciting.
Well, it's important, because I think a few people are aggrieved when the Tour de France and then the Tour de Yorkshire, the first one, didn't come to where they live. And they've seen all sorts of things. We've got coastal settings, hillsides, we've got, you know, urban industrial areas as well. So a little bit of everything that Yorkshire has to offer, and we know that Yorkshire has loads to offer, don't we?
Oh, it does. Absolutely loads to offer. I think I've been to Beverley once, and I don't remember actually being here, because this is absolutely stunning.
You're impressed by the minster, weren't you?
I was very impressed. That's a very large church, that is. So I was really impressed by that. But I must admit, just coming here, it does feel exactly like last year again. You've got the same faces. The people that are running the Tour de France are organising this event as well, aren't they? And you've got the same faces that were here last year. It feels like a real community again.
Yeah, absolutely. I was listening to Sir Gary Verity speaking, obviously, in the build-up to this event this week. He was quite keen, as Billy was saying, to bring this tour to different parts. So Beverley gets the opportunity to host it today. It really does go across the county, because, as we know, Stage 3 is starting in Middlesbrough. And tomorrow, Doncaster has it. They never really, South Yorkshire, have had a massive bite of the cherry. I know, obviously, on the Grand Depart, it did go to Sheffield. But South Yorkshire's never really had the tour. So it's great that it's going to be starting in Doncaster tomorrow. Middlesbrough, and I will make one prediction for 2017. Hull, City of Culture. I imagine they'll get a big bite of it next year as well.
You might be quite right there. So if there's one rider you're hoping to catch, I mean, everybody's looking forward to seeing maybe Sir Bradley this weekend. If there's one rider or one element of this weekend that you're looking forward to, what would it be, Billy?
Oh, for me, Matt Prior. He's the boss of the One Pro Cycling team. Ex-England cricketer, of course. And I want to talk to him about the Indian Premier League as well.
Just get a bit of cricket in there, Wizzo.
And for me, it's got to be the women's race tomorrow. That's historical, because they are riding the exact same route that the men are. The prize money's good as well. And to see Lizzie Armitstead, an Olympic silver medalist, who is one of the hot favourites for gold in Rio in the summer, in her hometown of Otley tomorrow morning, around about 8 o'clock. I hope loads of people come out for that women's race. That is truly historic.
Yeah, I think I'm with you, actually. I think just to see it in Otley, her hometown, that's going to be a fantastic atmosphere, and possibly better weather than today. I think tomorrow's the best weather of the weekend.
It'll be clearer, certainly. Might be cold, but at least it won't be raining.
So there you go, the start of the Tour de Yorkshire 2016 here in Beverley, and it's absolutely freezing.
Thanks very much, Sam. Welcome back to Beverley, where we're looking forward to stage one of the Tour de Yorkshire. I'm stood by the Wiggins team car and camper van at the moment. The canopy's just gone because the weather conditions here are absolutely filthy, but still plenty of people out in Beverley to watch this. I'm joined by one of the spectators today. Introduce yourself. Who are you? Where have you come from?
I'm Bill McCaw from Bempton. Yeah, come to see the race today because, well, I'm interested in road cycling, so the weather, you can't get worse than this, can you? But I'm sure the guys will still manage to do their best, you know.
And how important an event do you think this is for Yorkshire in this part of the world?
I think it's very important because it brings tourism and trade, like, you know, and everybody seems to come out for the day no matter what the weather, so, you know, I'm glad to be here. Like, you know, it's good to see. It was good last year. The weather was great last year, but it'll be a challenge this year, I think, for the riders themselves. Yeah.
Thousands of people already in Beverley. The choir in the background as well.
Yeah, they're great.
Stood right by the Team Wiggins bus. Have you come to see Sir Bradley or anyone else in particular?
Yeah, come to see Sir Bradley. Yeah.
And have you got any predictions as to what's going to unfold over the next 3 days?
Not really, no. I think it's a hard one to call this, you know. The guys just seem to be in it for the race itself, you know. I don't think they've got any aspirations as such at the minute, but we'll see how it unfolds.
Well, thanks very much for joining us on Radio Yorkshire. Enjoy your weekend.
Okay, thank you.
Back to you, Sam.
Thank you, Sam. I'm just here with the director of the Tour de France. That's Christian Prudhomme. How are you doing this morning?
Very well. Was it a bit cold?
Very well.
It is very cold. My fingers are numb, Christian, I can tell you that. The weather not so good. Is that affecting the spirits at all?
No, it's not so good, but you know, we organised last Sunday a race in Belgium. It was about the same weather. It's the same weather in Switzerland. We have no winter, we have no spring. I hope we'll have a summer.
Will this make much of a difference to the riders? They've got to be out there for 5 hours in this.
Obviously, it's tough conditions for them. It's cycling. As soon as the road is okay, it's possible to ride. But it will be tough, yes, of course. The weather forecast says it would be dry for the arrival. That's important.
Are you happy with the number of people that have turned out this morning despite the bad weather?
Yes, of course. And all the pupils. That's always very nice. And the town with the bunting, with the bicycles painted in blue and yellow. Yes, that's nice. Obviously, with the sun, it's always better.
We're about to have the ceremony where we get to see the riders on the podium. That's pretty exciting for cycling fans, isn't it?
Yes. That's an asset for cycling. Everybody can see the champions just like that. It's completely free. And most of them very nice guys, so it's easy to have a signature or selfie.
It's the difficult second tour. Do you think it'll be as good as last year? It's a difficult second tour. Will it be as good as last year's Tour de Yorkshire?
I don't know if it's a difficult second tour, but the weather forecast is will be better and better. That's good for tomorrow and the day after. And I'm sure there will be huge crowds, as it was last year for the first edition and as it was for the Grand Départ du Tour de France. Just 2 years ago, it is, and it will stay unforgettable.
Excellent. Christian, thank you for your time.
You're welcome.
Back to you in the studio.
Thanks very much, Sam, and this is Michael. I've moved out to the official start of the Tour de Yorkshire Stage 1. There's a ceremonial lap of the market town of Beverley, and then they come out via the crossroads out towards Beverley Racecourse, where the 0 km sign will greet them, and this is where the racing will begin proper. The first big landmark on Stage 1 is Budwith. They'll be there about 6 minutes past 1 o'clock this afternoon. That's the prediction. They'll then, around about an hour later, be heading towards Wetherby, and the one big climb on Stage 1 is called Cote de Greenhow Hill, and that will be around about 3 o'clock this afternoon. They're first due into Settle just after 4, where again there'll be a race around Settle, taking in Giggleswick as well, with the finish of Stage 1 expected around about 26 minutes past 4 o'clock this afternoon. So the race gets underway with the ceremonial start at around about 10 to midday, and they'll be with me at Beverley Racecourse for the start of racing proper at midday this afternoon, and it's back to you.
We love the Tour de France so much, we decided to do our own, the Tour de Yorkshire, on Radio Yorkshire.
It's It's a gorgeous Yorkshire day here, isn't it?
It is, but the gorgeous part is there's a real buzz around the entire place. Everybody's so excited, it's wonderful. Unfortunately, we don't control the weather.
No, we don't, but there's a lot of people coming to East Yorkshire today, and I suppose Beverley, it's a beautiful part of East Yorkshire as well for people to come and have a look at.
Beverley is a wonderful town. The architecture, the heritage of the Westwood, it's absolutely amazing, and people should definitely take the time just to have a look around while they're here.
Is there any particular cyclist you're looking forward to seeing this weekend?
Sorry, say again.
Any particular cyclist you're looking forward to seeing this weekend?
Yeah. Wiggins, yeah.
Yes,
I must say, Bradley Wiggins, that's his name, yeah. Yes, very much so, want to see him. And I think he has a team. We've met one of the gold medalists, Rebecca Romero.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah, and she was very nice, very pleasant lady, and obviously very devoted to her sport.
And I suppose from a town point of view, that the money that will come into Beverley and the surrounding areas is a fantastic thing for the weekend and for the area.
Yeah, it does. With the attraction of the Tour de Yorkshire, Tour de France, whatever it is that there are literally millions and millions of worldwide spectators, and they will see and hear what's going on.
Thank you very much for your time. Enjoy the weekend.
Yes, no problem at all.
Thank you very much. Back to you in the studio. That was lovely. Thank you for that, Peter.
So first of all, just for our records, can I have your name and your team, please?
It's Eric Rousel and Madison Genesis.
So one of your teammates swore as soon as you got on the stage.
Oh, did it? Yeah.
Is that tension in the camp ahead of the Tour de Yorkshire?
He's just a Kiwi, isn't he? So he doesn't know any better. So yeah, he's not used to the British protocol, really, is he? Doesn't understand the Queen's language. So we've got to let him off for that a bit. But yeah, I mean, we're all real motivated. So probably a bit of atmosphere coming out in him, maybe. So yeah, the team's highly motivated. We don't get to race with these big teams that often. So we're here. We've got a strong team. We're ready to get stuck in and put on a good show.
It's a home race for you guys. How much looking forward to this Tour de Yorkshire? Because it's still a pretty new event, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a new event, but it's one of the biggest races we're going to do all year. So we're really excited for it, really motivated for it. It is a new event, like I said, but the amount of people you get out, the crowds that come and watch it, it's phenomenal. I mean, I've ridden some big races in the park before, some big monument races abroad, and I have to say the crowds here are better than anything I've ever experienced, I think, in any other race I've done. So that's a huge motivation for everyone on the team when you've got all the British crowds out shouting for you and cheering on for not an underdog but a small British team. So it's great to have that sort of support, and it's phenomenal when you ride up some of them climbs. You just get a wall of noise basically, and just it makes you go that extra bit deeper and dig a little bit deeper. It's fantastic.
The weather's been pretty ghastly so far this morning. You might come across snow, rain, wind and maybe even some sun along the way. How much are these conditions going to play a part?
Yeah, it definitely affects the race with these conditions. I mean, everyone would prefer a bit of sunshine, I'm sure, but we're in Yorkshire, aren't we? So that's what we expect. And being a British team, we don't enjoy it, but maybe we tolerate it a little bit more than some of the other guys that come across. So yeah, we'll see what Yorkshire has to throw at us today, really, and just wrap up warm and get around and survive it. I think so. Yeah, the conditions are hard, but they don't faze our team too much. So.
You're one of the smaller teams. What would be a success over the 3 days for you guys?
Well, we want to try and get someone in the breakaway each day, try and get some publicity. The race is on TV live every day, so for us to get someone in breakaways and go for the intermediate sprints and King of the Mountains, and then myself and the local rider Tom Stewart from Doncaster will try and ride for GC. We had a top 10 on GC last year, so we'll aim to try and replicate that, if not try and better it. So that's the aim for our team, really.
Thank you very much, Sam. All the best.
That's all right. Cheers. Thank you.
That's great, thank you.
Thanks very much, Sam, and welcome back to Beverley Racecourse. This is the official start of Stage 1, 186 kilometres for our riders on Stage 1 ahead of this. They are heading off to Settle today. I'm with one of the early birds here at the official start. Introduce yourself. Who are you? Where have you come from?
I'm Ben Norton. I've cycled down from Hull to watch the race today.
I notice you've got all the gear on, you've got your bike as well, so are you going to be trying to follow these riders?
Yeah, I will be, yeah, see if I can get something at the end of it, yeah.
Obviously you're a very keen cyclist. It's an amazing thing, hasn't it, over the last few years, the way cycling, the explosion of interest in this country.
Absolutely, it's a great sport, and days like this, you know, are just the icing on the cake.
We've obviously had quite heavy rain earlier on this morning. We've got some sunshine, though, here at Beverley Racecourse at the minute. Who are you particularly looking forward to seeing?
I'm just looking forward to the whole buzz of the race itself, really, and watching the crowds and watching the cycling and the teams coming past.
Did you get involved when the Grand Depart was in Yorkshire, or the inaugural Tour of Yorkshire?
No, I was up at Middlesbrough at the time, so I've just moved back down to Hull, so it's great to see the tour back in Beverley and back in Yorkshire.
And fantastic for East Yorkshire. They're saying, obviously, for the economy and for some of the flood areas around here as well, but the fact that the Tour of Yorkshire has come back is fantastic news.
Absolutely, this is a great place to be, particularly with 2017 just around the corner for Hull. People have a really can-do attitude around here, and it's fantastic to be in Yorkshire.
Well, you've got prime position here. You're right on the 0 kilometres. You've got here early to get your space, and we're due to see the riders in a few minutes.
Yep, looking forward to it.
Thanks very much, and it's back to the studio.
On your bike, it's the Tour de Yorkshire on Radio Yorkshire.
Thank you very much, Sam. Well, with one of the cyclists from Yorkshire, Josh Edmondson from Leeds. How are you doing this morning?
I'm great, thanks. You a bit cold?
Yeah, you're getting it strapped in just as we speak. What's happening here? What's going on?
This is just the race radio so that we can communicate, hopefully, to one another.
So how important is that during the stage for you?
It's really important to know what's going on in the race and what's coming up and if there's any sort of like hazards or anything we need to know about. So hopefully I'll get it working.
It's very much a home race for you, isn't it? How exciting is it to race in front of the good people of Yorkshire?
Yeah, it's great. Yeah, it's similar to last year. It was a great feeling racing past where I live. And this year, the stage starts in Otley. It'll be really special for me because a lot of my family and friends will be there and that'll be great. But today, Beverley, I train around here a lot, so it's really, really nice.
Are the rest of the team sort of relying on you for a bit of local knowledge then?
Yeah, they do. A few of the lads, we wrecked the circuit in the start of the year in January, so we know it well, but I think a lot of it's going to fall on me, so it's good to have the radios to talk.
There's three stages, they look like pretty tough ones to me. What about you guys? How are you feeling about it?
Yeah, it's a really hard race, and I think it's actually more of a challenging circuit than last year personally, but I think we're confident about it. We've had a good start to the season. We're all riding well together, so there's no reason we can't do well.
And what would be a successful Tour de Yorkshire for you yourself?
Well, for me, I'm not sure how I'm going, to be honest, but I'm not overly confident, but I'm happy that I'm here, and I'll just try and mix it up a bit and have fun.
Excellent. You're about to set off, so all the best. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
There you go. Back to you guys.
Thanks very much, Sam. And we were in the middle of Beverley Town Centre with Liam Holohan from Team Wiggins. Hi, Liam. How are you going?
Yeah, all right for the minute, thank you.
Well, it's not raining right this second, so it's not too bad.
Yeah, I think it's forecast, though, so could be a bit grim.
Could be a bit grim, but you're used to this sort of weather. The rest of the teams will probably struggle, you think?
Yeah, there's some boys from down under and that, but, you know, we all race in Europe and it's part of the job, so just got to get on with it. Like, luckily we've got like excellent clothing from Rafa and stuff like that, so we should be all right. Just wrap up warm.
Last year with Madison Genesis, this year with Team Wiggins. What's the setup been like this year with Team Wiggins for you?
Oh, the setup's fantastic. It's second to none. Like, you couldn't ask for more. So like, I'm absolutely chuffed to be part of the team, and yeah, I couldn't ask for more. It's just exactly what you'd want, and like, it's how you think it would be, like a really professional setup. So yeah, really happy.
And what part of the course today are you looking forward to? What part of the course are you maybe not looking forward to today?
I think the main focal point today is the climb by Greenough. I've done a number of club runs there when I was like 10, 12 years old, so I know the climb fairly well. I think that'll be the main focal point of the race today, because there's only one climb. Other than that, the finishing laps is where it'll all probably kick off. Anything could happen with the weather. So if it's windy and that, then it could split at any point, really. So just have to see what happens.
Well, look, good luck for the day, and we'll catch you at the end.
Thank you very much.
Good stuff. Cheers, Liam. Thanks very much. Well, there we go, Bill. The Tour de Yorkshire 2016 off and running from Beverley and in relative sunshine. This is unheard of this morning.
It was amazing. 5 minutes before the start, the sun just emerged briefly. It's gone back now, though, hasn't it?
Yeah, and now they're looking forward to Well, after speaking to Liam Holohan a little bit earlier on, there's going to be some really tough parts of this course. Certainly the climbs that he was not looking forward to, and the weather is going to cause some major problems today.
Well, that's the thing, the weather's interesting, because I was asking some of the cyclists about the weather, thinking they would just say, no, it'll be okay, but they are actually concerned. I mean, they're going to come across snow, rain, high winds as well, it's got some of the high points as well, and they really are concerned about the weather. It's going to be very slippery on the roads as well, and it's going to be a bit of a struggle for them, even though they are as tough as old boots.
Well, Beverly has certainly come out in their thousands today. It's been a fantastic atmosphere, even in the inclement weather. And of course, we're heading off now around the course up to Settle, where it's going to finish a little bit later on this afternoon. Back to you in the studio.
You join us at the official start line at Beverly Racecourse. A sign of 0 kilometres greets the riders, and we have our first sight of them now. It's 186 kilometres, stage one to Settle. There's 18 teams, over 100 riders bunched as the cavalcade comes past me now. Sir Bradley Wiggins is amongst this group. He celebrates his birthday across the weekend here in Yorkshire. Team Wiggins also includes Liam Holohan in the blue and red team jersey, another Yorkshire rider. Other Yorkshire riders, this is a fall at the official start in front of me now. There's about 30 riders gone down and the rest go away, including the Team Sky riders, including last year's winners Lars Petter Nordhaus and Pete Kenner, the current British road champion. But we are literally yards over the line from 0 kilometres, and about 15 or 20 riders have gone down. Team Sky are out with the wheels and the bikes off the roof of their team support cars. The other team cars are trying to join them now, but there's about 10 or 15 riders who are unable to carry on here at stage one. There's drama already, and we're barely 100 metres into the first stage of the second edition of the Tour de Yorkshire. Two sprints today. The King of the Mountains is the Côte de Greenhow Hill. They're expected into Settle just before 4:30. Much of the discussion this morning has been about the road conditions. It's already affected these riders, and still there's a handful of riders in front of me who are yet to get away here on stage one. Real drama outside Beverly Racecourse. About 30 riders went down initially. Half a dozen or so still there on the road at the moment, having some running repairs. It doesn't look like anybody is seriously hurt, but it's back to you in the studio.
Well, the rain has stopped and the cyclists are off on their way to Settle on stage one of the Tour de Yorkshire. Still plenty of people gathered in the town square in Beverley watching the race on a big screen that's been put up for them. What have the cyclists got to look forward to today then? Well, it's 186 kilometres, two sprint points at Budworth and Giggleswick, and also a King of the Mountain point at Greenhow Hill. Along the route today, they'll be in Tadcaster, Wetherby, Knaresborough, Pateley Bridge and Grassington before reaching the finish line in Settle around about half past four this afternoon, but it could be a little bit later because the conditions are pretty treacherous.
Welcome back to the official start at Beverley Racecourse, where we've had drama literally just metres from the 0 kilometre start line. We had a whole bunch of riders, they came across the cattle grid here, and a whole bunch went down. It was witnessed by this lady who stood next to me. Introduce yourself, where are you from and what's your name?
Janet Grimshaw from Filey.
And you saw what happened, Janet. Just tell us what happened from your point of view.
Well, the first ones got away, and it was like the second group, and there was came over, and there was all just bunched there, and well, I didn't like looking really, but there was about three or four down. One came over, threw over this way, went into our car. Luckily, I'd just come here; otherwise, I would have been knocked down with it. And then there was scattered air and there was bottles and things everywhere, and then a car stopped and they came running to help them, and I just had to get out of the way.
Doesn't appear like there's been any serious injuries, but there are some riders out.
There's yes. Two or three that I know of. There's one serious one that went into our car with a broken arm. Another one here had all his trousers torn, and they were swabbing him with cotton wool, lint, whatever, and when he got all his face is marked.
He hit the road.
His face is very marked, yeah.
So real drama right at the start of the Tour de Yorkshire.
Upsetting, very upsetting to see it, yeah. I could hardly watch it.
And with that, it's back to the studio. Thanks very much for your time.
Right, thank you.
Thanks very much, Sam. I'm in Tadcaster, where stage one of the Tour de Yorkshire continues. This is around about the halfway stage. After here, they'll be heading to Wetherby. And with one of the many spectators who are out here waiting for these riders who are due in the next few minutes, introduce yourself, first of all.
It's Graham.
And whereabouts are you from, Graham?
I live in Ullesgulf.
This is a massive event for this area, isn't it?
It certainly is, yes. We look forward to it there now. It's the second time we've attended, and it's a good follow-on from the Tour de France when it came here.
And obviously Tadcaster, as we know, earlier on in the year was hit terribly with floods and things. So how important is it for this town to show the world it's open for business today?
Extremely, yeah. Things are sort of moving on. I think the bridge is going to take a while to sort of get sorted out, but people are sort of fairly upbeat about it.
Just give us an indication of how much disruption, how bad that time was.
Well, we live in a village downstream, which meant a lot of the roads were closed and we had a few days of sort of dampness. But generally, Tadcaster, the businesses were sort of shot to bits, really, especially on the main street. So, but, you know, they're getting back together there now. Yeah, it's not the first time it's happened. It's an ongoing thing, which hopefully, you know, we can get improved somehow.
We can hear the band playing in the background. There's, as we said, thousands of people coming out here today. It's a chance just to put a smile back on the face a little bit.
I think so, yeah. Pity about the weather, but, you know, we have to sort of embrace the occasion.
Well, we're looking forward to the cyclists. The road closures are going in as we speak at the moment. But with that, from Tadcaster, it's back to the studio. You rejoin us on commentary at the 77.5 kilometre stage, where we have a 6-rider breakaway group. Nils Pollitt, Pete Williams of One Pro Cycling's in amongst there as well. Also leading it out is a Briton at the moment, Graham Briggs of the JLT Condor team, as they take this sharp right and then they go left past Tadcaster Brewery, which has been part of this town since 1883. Jens Willeys of Team Topsport, Sebastian Mora and Matt Cronshaw of the Madison Genesis team, also part of that 6-rider breakaway group as they head through Tadcaster on this 186-kilometre stage to settle. Wetherby is next on their route. The opportunity there to take on food and water. And the first points have already been awarded as well in the sprint to Sebastian Mora. There'll be more points with the other sprint later on in the stage. And the King of the Mountains at Cote de Greenhow Hill as well. But they've gone sharp right and sharp left out of Tadcaster, 77.5 kilometres in. And they're on their way to Wetherby.
We love the Tour de France so much, we decided to do our own, the Tour de Yorkshire, on Radio Yorkshire.
Well, thanks very much, John. Yeah, we are here in Settle. At long last, there was quite a considerable amount of traffic on the way over from Beverley, and a lot of people out on the roads coming out to see the Tour de Yorkshire in 2016, and Settle have certainly come out. I'd like to say the weather's more settled, but unfortunately, Billy, it looks as though we...
ourselves rather than driven because there was so much traffic. But yeah, we had quite a nice drive over through some lovely countryside of Yorkshire, and then as soon as we pulled into Settle, it started raining down again, and that's the way it is. It's cold, but there's loads of people here. They're braving the storm. They don't seem bothered at all, do they?
No, hardened Yorkshire people, yeah. That's what we're finding here. There's loads of people out on the route as well. They're getting very, very excited because in a little under an hour, we're going to be seeing the riders coming in to the finish of the day one, of course, here. And I would imagine those riders are going to be very, very happy to get over that finish line today.
Yeah, they've been out in the elements for 5 hours cycling away, and it's pretty undulating as well, the course. They've had some big climbs and some maybe some fast little downhills as well. It's mainly a sprint stage, so they'll be going all out as well. There's a breakaway pack right from the start, so I'm sure they're pretty tired by about now. But yeah, it's been, you know, it'll been a long day of cycling, some pretty bad weather. Going into this, remember, they wouldn't have been expecting it to be this cold and
oh,
this
Lord,
wet.
No.
They certainly wouldn't have expected to see snow on the tops like we did. So I think they'll be looking forward to, I don't know, what they have. Do they have a hot coffee, a hot bit of soup, these cyclists?
Hot toddy. I'll go hot toddy.
Hot toddy?
Yeah. Maybe that's drinking and driving, though.
Yeah, probably.
Probably a bad idea.
They used to, didn't they, in the Tour de France? You used to have a few snifters, didn't they, to numb the pain?
A quick loosener, a little sharpener. Those were the days, Bill. Those were the days. Anyway, we're here in Settle. We'll bring you some of the colour and the sounds of what's happening here in Settle as day one comes to a close over the next hour or so here on Radio Yorkshire. Back to the studio.
Thanks very much, John. And we have moved on to Gargrave, where we're expecting the riders very shortly here on stage one of the Tour de Yorkshire as they head off to settle. And with a group of people on East Street in Gargrave now, expectantly waiting these riders. Introduce yourself. You are?
Peter.
And whereabouts are you from, Peter?
Skipton.
And why have you come out today?
Just to watch this section of the Tour of Yorkshire.
And have you been a big follower of cycling before, or is it just the event?
Not really, it's just the event. We watched it last year in a lot warmer weather.
Yeah, not been put off by the rain today.
Oh, we're only stopping 10 minutes and then we're going again.
How important do you think the Tour de Yorkshire is for this part of the country? Here we are, we're in the Dales.
I think it's brilliant. It brings a lot of people into the county. Good for businesses, I'm sure it is.
And have you come to see anyone in particular? The one name everyone keeps saying to me is Bradley Wiggins. Is he on your radar?
Well, he's the only one I've heard of, so I think we'll be listening to watching him.
Well, they go past very quickly, so enjoy yourself today and thanks for chatting to us.
Okay, that's fine.
And it's back to you, John, in the studio. You join us back on commentary at 154 and a half kilometres. It's 186 in total to settle on this stage one of the Tour de Yorkshire. We've had a four-man breakaway, but they've been pegged back and the peloton is back amongst them. It's two Team Sky riders leading it out through Gargrave along this sharp left-hand turn as they turn up towards the pub where they will have to go sharp right. Pete Williams has done fantastic work over the last few kilometres for the One Pro Cycling team, but the peloton is back amongst them. This is anyone's race in stage one as they go through Gargrave. Pete Williams will also be wearing the pink King of the Mountains jersey tomorrow after the climb through Kurt de Greenhough Hill. Yorkshire's own Josh Edmondson's in good position, and Team Rally's Adrian Moreno's there or thereabouts as well. We've got around about 30 kilometres to go to they reach you boys in Settle, where Darren and also Billy is waiting for us. We are running a little bit late. It's been slow and hard going here on stage one, but 154.5 kilometres, you'd be a brave man to pick a winner from here.
Thanks very much, John. Yeah, we're here in Settle, and I'm outside what used to be called the house that Jack built, and it's now called the house that Brad built, and Katie Lawlings is here talking to us this afternoon. Katie, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Settle.
Well, thank you very much, and it's I would like to say it's a beautiful day. It's not, but it's a great atmosphere down here already.
Beautiful day in heart and soul, as it always is in Settle. It's party. We've had a brilliant day so far, and the best is yet to come.
It is, yeah, because they're going to be coming through here in under the hour, so yep. That's really exciting news. So the house that Jack built, now it's the house that Brad built. Explain what you've been doing here.
Well, we're not showing any sort of allegiance to any particular of the contendants, but yeah, no. We've been getting ready for months. We've been making and selling bunting. Today it's all about the chequered flag and the finishing line. I'm afraid we're the ones that were involved with painting ET on the side of the old Naked Man Cafe down the road. And we're also using the weekend to raise money for the Yorkshire Ambulance, and we've organised a tour of Settle for families over the weekend to come and visit all our stores. We've got a trail around the town. We've got 40 people involved, 40 businesses involved, and that's because this time last year the Yorkshire Air Ambulance was involved in transporting our dad from the farm just up round here to Leeds within the golden hour after a heart attack. So we thought it was a brilliant weekend to show our thanks and raise a little bit of money towards that as well.
Well, that's fantastic. If people want to donate or raise some money, how can they do that?
If they'd like to just pop into the shop over the weekend. So this weekend we are the house that Brad built as opposed to the house that Jack built. Either pop some money in the pot or come and pick up a trail form, head around our wonderful town, see where you can find all the attractions, and fill in your form, pop it back in the post box in the house that Jack built, and you've got the chance to win a hamper full of cycling goodies.
I think we're being heckled as well out there at the moment.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know, is that person to do with
family,
you?
Family members, big sister and my children.
Listen, good luck with the donation.
Thank you.
And enjoy the rest of it.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
I leave you from a very noisy Settle. The atmosphere is building, of course, to the finish here a little bit later on. Back to the studio.
Welcome back to Gargrave, where a few moments ago, the sad sight of Sir Bradley Wiggins trundling through the village way behind the other riders on stage one of La Tour de Yorkshire. Sir Bradley Wiggins is out, according to reports. It's understood he withdrew from the race around about 26 kilometres from the end of Stage 1 in Settle. Wiggins, a Tour de France winner in 2012, will play no further part in the Tour, although the other Team Wiggins riders will continue in the race. Wiggins trailed through Gargrave way behind the rest of the riders and will have pulled out to ensure he doesn't upset his preparations for the Rio Olympics, where he'll ride on the track.
Thanks very much, John. Well, we're at the finish line now in Settle, waiting for the peloton and the leaders to come through. Team Sky in the lead, I think we're hearing at the moment, and they're running a little bit late. We're expecting them, Billy, to come through in about a minute's time, but that's not going to happen.
And we were hoping it was only a minute's time as well, because it's absolutely freezing here at the finish line. But I tell you what, I was worried about the turnout because the weather's been so wretched today. I was thinking people would have a look out the window and not bother. But you literally can barely walk down the streets. There's so many people here, which is great to see.
Yeah, it's fantastic to see. There is a load of people down here at the finish line and everybody's getting very, very excited. Everybody is looking rather cold as well.
Yeah.
It looks like Team Sky are in the lead at the moment. And I would imagine being about 20 minutes late might be down to that crash that happened earlier on or just the inclement weather.
Well, I was thinking maybe the cold weather would be a bit of an incentive to get the move on
because you think they'd finish quicker.
Exactly, but it seemed to have slowed them down a little bit. I mean, the conditions at parts must have been treacherous. I mean, you could see snow on the high hills, couldn't you, as
yeah.
we're coming through. So yeah, they're a bit slower than we thought they were going to be, and we were really hoping they'd be bang on time because we're so cold. But only 20 minutes to go, excitement really building and lots of banging on the banners as well. A lot of atmosphere being drummed up by the crowd.
Yeah, it is palpable, the atmosphere down here at the moment. Can't wait for it to get over the finish line in around about 20 minutes time, and we'll bring you that here on Radio Yorkshire. Back to the studio. Well, thanks very much, John. We're at the finish line of the Beverley to Settle first stage, 186 kilometres, and they're coming down the final lap, and here they come, Billy, over the line. Unbelievable how fast these riders are coming over. We already know now that one of the OnePro cyclists has taken out the grey jersey of the Dimension Data Most Aggressive Rider, Bill.
That's quite a title.
Oh, it is quite a title. But who has taken out this first stage?
It's someone from the Lotto Jumbo team, I can tell you that. We're just getting confirmation on the name of the rider, but they came through pretty fast, Darren.
That was really, really quick, and blink and you miss it. It's spectacular how quick, and you can almost feel the force of the wind as they're coming past you. It's amazing.
A lot of people lean forward as the cyclists come through, then realise they better lean back quite quickly because they come right up to the barriers, don't they?
Yeah, I think I'm wondering that they were going to like run over my feet at one point because I did have them outside the barrier slightly, so I was a little bit worried about that. So there we go, confirmation. Dylan Groeneweld is the first position, Caleb Ewan in second, and Nicholas Arndt in third for the first stage. So, three names with no clue who they are.
Yeah, you pronounced them beautifully.
Thank you very much. Better than Joe Rawson?
Well, it wouldn't be hard to beat him.
Fair enough. There we go. So that's the finish of stage one. 186 kilometres from Beverley to Settle. We're going to go off and try and catch up with some of the people that have been involved in the race today. And then, of course, it's all over to Otley tomorrow. Back to the studio. Well, Dylan, first of all, congratulations on the stage win of Tour de Yorkshire. How was that?
Yeah, it's very nice, beautiful race with the people. So, and for the team, we did a good lead out. And the last corner, I take the lead and make it off. So that's very, very nice for the team and for myself.
Conditions out there were pretty difficult today, cold, wet. How did you find that?
It was very cold with the rain and the wind. But yeah, via the hills, it's a little bit warmer. But it was a cold day.
Your team must be happy with you. Just signed a 3-year deal in 2016. They must be quite happy today, I would imagine.
Yeah, it's nice that I can take the third win for the team. And we did a new job with the lead out. And then it's the result.
And what are you looking forward to for the rest of the weekend?
I hope for tomorrow, but we will see. We here's the champagne and then we will see.
Well, good luck and congratulations.
Thank you.
Well, thanks very much, John. That's it for day one of Tour de Yorkshire 2016, the difficult second tour, Billy. And, I must admit, I thought that was pretty spectacular today.
It was spectacular. Does that mean tomorrow is the difficult second stage of the difficult second tour?
That's going to get even more complicated. Mm. But you're right, it is.
It is.
it finished. We started in Beverley earlier on this morning, and, well, the weather was horrendous there early on this morning. It was Armageddon at one point, and very, very cold and very, very wet.
See, for anyone who's not from Britain coming here, watching the tour or watching on telly, they really will have seen the typical British four seasons in one day thing.
It definitely was that. Then we hop, skipped and jumped. Only a 2.5 hour, nearly 3 hour journey over to...
It would have been quicker to cycle.
Although it did take them 5 hours, which is about half an hour over what it should have done when they finished in Settle not that long ago. And it was taken out by, of course, the Dutch team and Dylan Groenewegen.
Groenewegen, good pronunciation.
I think I've got it right.
You've outdone yourself today.
I've done very well there.
From the Lotto Jumbo team, of
course. That's the one, the Lotto
Jumbo.
Yellow
and black, they're like angry wasps on bikes.
It was a spectacular finish in Settle. It wasn't raining, it was very chilly, but they finished. And there was good news as well for a Yorkshire rider, well, a tenuous link to a Yorkshire rider, taking out the grey jersey.
Yeah, Pete Williams taking the pink and the grey jersey. So he's the most aggressive rider on the Tour de Yorkshire, which I think is a pretty masculine title. He'll be pretty happy with that, won't he? And he's a lovely fella. He doesn't come across aggressive at all, does he? We had a chat with him. Really good stage for him and his team. We've just been passed by the JLT Condor truck as well, which has got three Yorkshire cyclists. I've just been speaking to Keithley's finest, Tom Moses, from that team as well. So there's plenty of Yorkshire riders, plenty of Yorkshire interest. It's been a brilliant day. But yeah, Dylan Groenewegen is the main man who won today's stage, and he'll be the most confident man, the man to beat, I suppose, on the start line tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow is going to be a fantastic day because we start off in Otley very early because the women's race gets underway around 8 o'clock tomorrow morning. And of course, it's the highest prize money in the world for a women's race, and that has attracted the best riders in the world. Lizzie Armitstead is going to be there. Otley born and bred, and that's going to be very exciting tomorrow morning.
Very exciting because, obviously, imagine how big a moment that is for Lizzie Armitstead. She's so successful, but to be in the Tour de Yorkshire, a historic moment for women's cycling, really, the most lucrative women's cycling event in the world. There'll be a bit of pressure there for her, and she'll be hoping to avoid a Cavendish moment. We all saw what happened to him in Harrogate back in the Grand Départ in 2014, so she'll be hoping to avoid that. It's a really strong field, I'm told, for the women's cycle race tomorrow. It's an early start for you guys.
Yeah.
At the finish line in Doncaster, so it's very, very exciting, and hopefully Lizzie can do it.
Well, let's look forward to that. Two races tomorrow, of course. We've got the ladies' race, which is in the morning, and then, of course, the men kick off around about 1 o'clock, I think, in the afternoon from Otley. But if you are thinking of going to Otley, there's lots going on during the day there to keep you excited and entertained. We'll be there first thing and, of course, bringing you updates right the way throughout the day on Radio Yorkshire.
We love the Tour de France so much, we decided to do our own, the Tour de Yorkshire, on Radio Yorkshire.